Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, welcome to another Parents Coach and Parent Block Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, M.A. Scott. And again, parents, we're going to have another exciting show this evening. I trust that we will. I'm not able to start off with my man, Mr. Keith Wright, due to I'm currently on the road as I'm doing this show. But just let me give you a quick recap of some of the things that we've been able to do over the last few years. And also share some things with you as far as shows, upcoming shows. You know, over the last year, we've had some very successful shows. I would assume we have some very successful shows. And I hope that you assume that we had some very successful shows. We had the opportunity to talk to a first-round draft pick from the University of Kentucky. Talked to the parents of Mr. Patrick Patterson, currently on the roster and playing for the Houston Rockets. We had the opportunity to talk to... Charles D. Smith, formerly of Los Angeles Clippers, another first-round draft pick that came out of Pittsburgh. He played for Pittsburgh. And we had the pleasure to talk with Ms. Sandra Carter, a.k.a. the math lady, as she gave us some insight on math. One-on-one LLC, which has some great events coming up here in the near future as well. We'll be talking about them later on. We've also had the opportunity to talk to Mrs. Sandra McDonald, better known as Miss Mac. Miss Mac is out of ATL, and Miss Mac brought some real perspective to sexual health and things that our student athletes need to be aware of. And the best part about it, Ms. Mack was able to bring it to us from the perspective of both our young men and our young women and things that parents need to be aware of and make sure that they have a better understanding of how these things come about and sneak upon our student athletes. So, in addition to that, and we've had a great season. You know, we're constantly talking about NCAA requirements and rules and regulations and things like that. We had the pleasure of having Mr. Fletcher Cockrell on, who is a attorney who turned author, who was a coach that turned attorney, that turned author, and wrote a fabulous book by the name of Dismissed with Prejudice. And you want to check that book out, get a chance to check that book out, Dismissed with Prejudice. It's on the Parents, Coach, and Parent Facebook page. You know, we have that up as our little blog talk spot. And, you know, we had a nice lengthy conversation with that with Fletcher about his book. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that book turn into a movie deal one day, because it had some very interesting turn of events. You know, something that you would see in a nice suspense thriller. Well, moving right along, we've also had on our show a couple of local athletic teams out of the state of Virginia. We had the Virginia Jaguars, which is a semi-pro team We had a team called the Seven City Knights, which is a professional ABA team recently started here in the Hampton Roads of Virginia. We've also had an opportunity to talk to great friends of ours called Apogee's Radio, which is out of the great state of Texas. We had Future Champions 2010 came on and shared a little something with us. We had Mr. Al Woods, which has also a free recruiting service out of Cleveland, Ohio. And Al's been in the business for quite a while, you know, being a former student-athlete himself once upon a time, and now has moved on to do bigger and better things and sharing his talent and gift and passion for sports with our student-athletes. A couple other things that we've been able to do over the last few years, we had an opportunity to talk to some great friends of mine from the NCAA, Mr. Greg Turner and Duke Pryor. And they came on and gave us some insight on iHoops. If you're not familiar with iHoops, check it out, iHoops.com, www.iHoops.com. It is a very good, very good website. It gives you some great insight on the sport of basketball. Everything from offense to defense to coaching strategies to workouts to warm-ups to drills, skills, and anything else that you want to do and talk about basketball. As a number of other features such as sites for parents to go on and have a message board, for athletes to go on and have a message board, officials to go on and have a message board, coaches that go on and have a message board. And it also has a diary, Duke's Diary, and I had my man Mr. Pryor on, and he shared some information with us from his diary, but it has a whole lot of great information on that site. Again, that's www.ihoops.com. Along with that, we had a gentleman came on, Brad came on and talked to us. He is a director at the NCAA Eligibility Center. He's in the membership department and initial eligibility. Came on and gave us some insight on what is initial eligibility and how do you become initially eligible and things that parents need to know. So that was some good information that he was able to share with us as well. So we've had a very, very, very informative year. I can't say, you know, I think I've missed somebody. I'm quite sure I've missed somebody. But I'm telling you, parents, we had a very informative year. But this evening we're going to talk about, again, something else that's near and dear to my heart. And parents, again, I would like to or like for you to call in. You can give us a call at 646-929-2416. Again, I said I'm currently on the road. So if I don't get to you right away, trust me, I'll get to you before we wrap up the show, if you can hold on and hang on that long. But this evening, we're just going to talk about some basic stuff, you know. And probably one of the main reasons why the Parents Coach Parent Network was ever formed. Just to give you some background on the Parents Coach Parent Network. But when I said we're going to talk about some basic stuff, I had an opportunity to read an article that came out in 2006. And I was just so happened to go through some old notes and old articles that I hold on to. And I came across an article that reads, the title of the article says, "No Athlete Left Behind." No athlete left behind. And then it goes on to say, still within the title, it says, we've lost perspective and coverage in the coverage of youth sports. We've lost the perspective in the coverage of youth sports. So what is really meant by that? That's what I want to talk about this evening. What is meant by that? You know, and, you know, why did the writer, reporter, choose to title his article, No Athlete Left Behind? Well, you know, as I dug into looking at the article, I noticed that there were some things that really jumped out at me, you know, because the author had an opportunity to talk about some really, really, really interesting things in this here little report that he was given. And let me see if I can sum it up for you real quick. One thing that jumped out at me was how he talked about, you know, at one point in time, it was a really big issue for a high school, for a college to go out there and recruit a high school player. You know, and that was the glamour. That was the highlight. That was being talked about. But nowadays, you have high schools that's out there and that's actually scouting. High schools that's actually out there and they're scouting middle schoolers. You know, this has become such a money market for the sports industry that I don't think we really believe and understand, you know, the value that's placed behind it, or should I say the finances that's coming in behind the sports industry. And I'm talking just basically anything from high school through college. You know, because when you're talking high school, you know, we were satisfied at one point in time basically just winning a state title at the high school level or winning a district title at the high school level. You know, our athletes, if they were out there and they were playing, very few of them had national exposure. Very few of them went outside of their area to play. So as a result, you know, they played at home. You know, they played maybe a state or two over at best. But nowadays, look what we have. Look how the program has grown. Look how others have managed to learn how to benefit from the sport. And I'm talking not only basketball, but basketball is probably the main activity. But it goes on in football as well and quite a few other sports, you know, where you have student athletes at such young age traveling all around the country to play at different tournaments and showcases and combines and all these other events. Parents, I need to know from you, is that a plus or is that a minus? Think through it, parents. Think through it. Think through the overall picture of what's really happening. I'm not going to even give you my thoughts on it, you know, because I'm just one person. I like to know the thoughts of the majority. I like to know the thoughts of the parents that I attempt to talk to each Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Parents, if you know what I'm talking about or if you understand what I'm talking about, give us a call. You can reach us at 646-929-2416. You know, we recall the time where an athlete would be out there, he played at the local high school level. You know, a coach may have gotten in touch with a high school college coach, and the college coach had the opportunity to come on out and see the young man. Now it's a big old feeding frenzy where they've learned to get around that. And now they get all the kids together that they have that potential to play at whatever level, and they take them to various activities, sporting events, and they are showcased right there, you know, in front of the college coaches. Again, does the student athlete benefit from that? Does the university institution benefit from that? Does that college coach benefit from that? Or do we as parents benefit from that? You know, either way you look at it, you can get a yes for each one of the answers. But I need to know what you think, parents. I need to know what you think. You know, there was once a time where, like I said, a high school team would play and be satisfied with that. Now with the mass media that we have out, you know, we're looking at games on Fox Sports. We're looking at games on ESPN where the athletes are being showcased. Again, the athletes are being showcased at what cost? You know, let's look at something real quick. Look at the average weight, of a high school lineman if he's at a top level high school. You may be wondering, and I'm talking about lineman football wise, okay? Look at the average weight. I'd be willing to bet that the weight of that student athlete, or let's be realistic about it, the weight of that child is close to 275 to 300 pounds. 275 to 300 pounds. Because that child believes, as big and as thick and as husky as he or she can, or he can be, that he has a better opportunity to making it to a Division I school as a lineman. So he's walking around carrying that weight. Is that really healthy? Is that really healthy? Let's be real with it. Is it? Are we doing our kids a disservice? Have we been drawn in by the potential of a financial gain from allowing our children to go out here and basically caught up in the game of basketball, playing 365 days a year, traveling all around the country? What is it? I've actually had a parent state in front of other parents that, well, once my son gets finished with this camp, the coach is going to take him to another camp. And then he'll come back from there and be home for about 3 or 4 days before he actually goes to another camp. This is during summertime where, you know, at one point in time, kids look forward to a summer break. Look forward to the opportunity to just being at home, chilling, run around, you know, doing what they do with their friends. And you know the interesting part about that whole conversation or that whole piece where the parent was talking about his child going to these different camps, one right after the other? It was during the quiet period of the recruiting calendar, followed by possibly falling into a dead period of the recruiting calendar. So let's be realistic. Was that a time period where there was actually a coach out there to evaluate your child or to have contact with your child? No. Parents, you have to know the recruiting calendar. Familiarize yourself with the recruiting calendar for your student athlete sport. Because if you don't familiarize yourself with that calendar. And it's very simple, very simple thing to easily understand. But if you don't familiarize yourself with that calendar, what will happen? Your child will be out there playing and playing and playing, all for what? Just so that someone can see him, or so that there's a possibility that he or she can win a title or championship at some particular event. I thought the overall picture and the overall thought behind the athletes going out here and playing during these off season when they're not involved in a school activity was so that they can be seen by potential college coaches as a recruiting tool. Not so that Adidas, Nike, and Reebok can continue to make their money. You know, I looked at some numbers some time ago, and in the sporting industry, I'm talking about professional level, I think it's somewhere around the number of $350 to $4 billion a year. $350 to $4 billion a year. That's what's being poured into the sporting industry. That's what they make each year. I'm totally lost. But that type of money floating around, and maybe I'm small-minded, but with that type of money floating around, why did somebody once say that we was in a recession? Where's all this money going? What's going on here? You know, I once wondered that same thing some years ago when I heard that an oil company was making over $40 billion a quarter in profit, you know. And now I'm listening at $400 billion being poured into the sports industry. Parents, what's really going on? But I guess let's ask this question. This financial gain is coming from our student athletes, our children. Let's be realistic about it. Our children. Okay. And our children, if put in the right environment and supported and nurtured and all these other things, would truly benefit from something like this because of the fact that, you know, you have the right people around him or her, which is definitely... which is definitely a plus, you know. Well, my thing is, and my question, my concern is, how many times do we take the time to put the right people around our student athletes to make sure that he or she has the right guidance, right advisors, you know, right folks around them to support them? You know, I myself, I have a son currently playing college ball, and I try to ensure that I surround him by some of the people that's going to give him some nurturing advice, some firm guidance, some realistic guidance. You know, parents, if you're out there or while you're out there and you have student athletes, trust me. Trust me, you need to make sure that they surround themselves and you ensure that they surround themselves with some people that's moving in the positive direction. You know, you always hear some of our great leaders, philosophers, speakers, lecturers, motivators, you always hear them make the statement of, if you're the smartest one in your group, you're in the wrong group. Have you heard that before? You should pass that on to your children. If they are the smartest one in their group, then they're definitely in the wrong group. Why is that so? Because you will never have an opportunity to learn anything if you're the smartest one in your group. How can you grow if you're the smartest one in your group? Parents, get to the point where you want to surround your children with some positive people, some people that's doing some of the right things. Listen to some of the folks that we had on the show over the last 6 months. All of them are available to discuss situations with you, to help you, guide you, motivate you, encourage you. Because that's the way it's set up in the Parents Coaching Parent Network. And I talk about that and you know, briefly mention that, and that just moves me right on to, you know, the last main guest that we had on the show, which is the Gooden family out of Florida. And they are the parents of Tavares Gooden, number 56 for the Baltimore Ravens. And Tavares as well came on and gave us some insight on, you know, his upbringing and gave us some insight on, you know, how he prepared himself from high school to college, where he played at University of Miami. And then from college on to playing professional with the Baltimore Ravens. You know, I didn't keep him on long because I know he was trying to get his rest because he was gearing up for that game that they just played the other day against the Kansas City Chiefs. But he shared some good stuff with us and told us how he took care of his body, made sure he nurtured himself properly, made sure he maintained a strong mind and strong body. His dad shared with us how he was a double major when it came time for, you know, his teammates to say, okay, how many of you got your degree? You know, he not only stepped up and said he had his degree, but he had a double major. See, that's the type of folks that we should look at, and our young athletes should understand it doesn't come easy. You put in a little hard work, you'll get something out of it. I'm quite sure he's going to be a fine NFL star as his career goes on. So you'll be hearing about him. Get a chance to check him out. Like I say, he's number 56 for the Baltimore Ravens. And hopefully we'll see them in the Super Bowl. Not to say that I'm a Ravens fan, but if they make it to the Super Bowl, I'll be definitely be checking them out. But he shared some good information with us as far as, you know, checking things out and understanding what he needed to do to get to the next level and how persistent he was in making sure that that happened for him and his dream. You know, get a chance, listen to the interview. It was an interview that we had, the first interview of the year. And it was a group called MOCA, great group. And then MOCA stands for Mothers of College Athletes, not to exclude the dads. Dads are involved as well, but the name just so happened to be MOCA. So get a chance to check out that interview. Definitely, I would say that it's worthwhile listening to. And any other interview or show that we had previously, get a chance to check it out. I would check it out. You know, they're still up on the website. All my archive shows, all the way back to June 3rd, the very first show that we did, June 3rd, 2010, where we went live and we had our special guest, Ms. Tawana Patterson, on with us, mother of Patrick Patterson for the Houston Rockets. She came on and shared some insight with us. And then later on, came back a few weeks later and shared some more information with us. So if you get a chance, check out some of our previous shows. I leave them up on the website just for you, family, to just for you to listen to them at your leisure. You know, download them, listen to them on your iPod or your MP3 or however you want to download them, or listen to you on your phone, however you want to do it. You can check out the shows at any time. Now, fans, this is what I have for you. I want to take Parents Coaching Parents Network to the next level. But I can't do that without you. I want to be able to support you in any way, in every way possible. And what I mean by that is not only being able to assist, you know, either talking to you on the phone, corresponding via email, you know, talking to you in the chat room, or even from time to time flying out to your city. But that's a whole nother story, a whole nother conversation. But I want to be able to support parents of student-athletes in any way possible. And what I mean by that, I want to make sure that the parents understand the recruiting process. I want to make sure that parents know that when their child is being recruited or possibly being recruited or could possibly be recruited because of his or her skills and ability, then the parents know everything they need to do to get that process rolling. It's a sad day when I talk to a mom who turns out to be a single mom, and she finally gets a chance to go over to the local high school because the coach, you know, wants to talk to her about her son. And finally, he presents her with close to a shoebox full of letters. Some of them outdated. Some of the events have already passed. Why? Why? And the parent don't even know what to do with that information at that point. So as a result, she discards the letters that are outdated and goes through the other letters to see, you know, what are the coaches saying. Not understanding that that is valuable recruiting material. If they took the time to send you a piece of recruiting literature, then that means that there is an interest of some sort. Some sort. It's up to you to respond. Up to you to let them know that you are interested. It's up to you to make sure that your athlete is going to get the best out of this situation. But you can't do it if you discarded half the mail because you thought it was outdated. You can't do it because the coach didn't tell you what you needed to do with those letters. You can't do it because the coach held on to them letters too long. And now that coach, that college coach, has lost interest. You can't do it because your child waited to get serious about that particular sport at the end of his junior year. And now he wants to go on and try to play at the next level. Or now she wants to go on and try to play at the next level. It's not too late. But parents, if you was prepared, you were informed, you had the knowledge that the Parents Coach and Parent Network will support you with and assist you with, then trust me, we could make it happen. We can make it happen. So, parents, let me tell you how I need your support. I would like for anyone that gets the opportunity to listen to this show this evening, I would like for you to send me an email. Send me an email and in the email simply lists five problems that you think we have with the recruiting process. Five problems that you think most parents are not aware of with the scholarship and recruiting process. Just five simple statements. Say, for example, if you know you don't understand the process of registering for the clearinghouse or eligibility center, then state that. If you don't understand how many official visits do your student athlete have, then state that. If you don't understand what the terminology red shirt means or gray shirt means, then state that. But if you send me, I would like for anyone that has the opportunity to listen to this show, send me five simple statements. And you can send that information to pcphr@aol.com. I'll say it again, pcphr@aol.com. And I would like to collect a full database of questions and problems, because I want to know, and I have a group of others that's out there that's interested in finding out this information as well, want to know, how can we help you? Help us help you. That's all. Help us help you. I'll tell you, parents, and anyone that knows me personally, that's listening to this show, will tell you. To me, it's not about any personal gain, financial gain, or anything of that nature. It's about helping our young student athletes get the best out of their career and to live their dream to the best of their ability. And my thing is to make sure that the parents understand what is required so that they can assist our young athletes. That's all it is to me. That's all it is. Trust me. You know, I got involved in this process. If you haven't already heard me tell this story, I got involved in this process because of the simple fact that I didn't get the information that I thought I should get during the time period that my son was being recruited. Now, not to say that, there was something wrong with the system. No, there was just what I would say, a lack of communication. That's all. A simple lack of communication. I did not get the information. So as a result, I had to go ahead and do my research and obtain the information and make phone calls and put in a whole lot of interesting work, to build up to where I'm at today. So now, this is my way of sharing this information with you, parents. I want to share this information with you. I want to give back everything I can possibly give back to the parents of student athletes. I want to make sure that they're able to help and support their student athletes that's what it's all about. That's truly what it's all about for me. And that's truly what it's all about for others in the Parents Coaching Parent Network. We're not out here trying to become multimillionaires based on trying to deprive you of your financial gain. We're out here trying to support you, and make things happen for you. That's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. So, send me an email, you know, just five little simple statements. You can send that email to pcphr@aol.com. And this goes out to parents that I've met over the years, whether or not it was at the underclassmen combine or whether or not it was at the NBA Players Association Top 100 camp. So I've attended a few different events, and I've ran into quite a few interesting, not interesting parents, but I should say supportive parents that's out there with their student athletes at these various events. So I'll say send that information to me so that we can start putting together a plan on how we're going to better support you as you pursue or get involved in the athletic recruiting process or pursue that athletic scholarship. Again, you can send us an email at pcphr@aol.com. Or you can call into the Parents Coach and Parent Network, and I'll be more than happy to jot down your questions. Just that easy. But we need to hear from you, parents. We truly need to hear from you. I have a number of folks that's ready to start working on this. We want to make 2011 the year that the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network is out there, and we're helping, aiding and assisting parents in every state in the United States. We want to be able to stretch out from Alaska to Florida. We want to stretch out from Vermont all the way down to Southern California, all points in between, okay? That's what we want to do. And if we can reach up into Canada and aid and assist as well, that's what we want to do as well. Sorry for our international counterparts. We haven't got to the part where we are thoroughly versed with that part yet, but we're learning. We're learning it. You know, the biggest part, that amateurism, you have to make sure you got a full understanding of that, because that is a very key part to the young men overseas being recruited, the amateurism status. But parents, please, 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 please send us an email. You can reach us at pcphr@aol.com. And I have that email address set up so that, you know, you send it, we can make things happen for you. You know, we're trying to help as many as we can in 2011. We're trying to help as many as we can in 2011. We have a number of fine guests that we also are going to try to bring on the show. We've been missing out on trying to get Okay, parents, I think somewhere along the line I dropped the call, and we dropped off the air for a minute, but we're back on the air with you. And like I was saying, hopefully I'll get at least a good handful full of questions or concerns or issues from parents that have the opportunity to listen to this show. Just to reemphasize, there's no question that's too small. There's no stupid questions. If you don't understand the process, or if you're having difficulty with the process, trust me, we're here to support you. We are here to support you. So if you have any questions or you have anything that we need to work on or how we can support you, give us a call at 646-929-2416. Or you can send us an email at pcphr at AOL.com. PCPHR@AOL.com. Again, parents, Parent Coach and Parent Network is here for you. For you. It was created by you, for you, and the only way we can exist is with you. All right? That's the only way we can actually exist, with you. With you being on the air with us, or with you being out there to support us, that's the only way we can really and truly exist. Again, we need to know, how can we best support you? If you have any questions, problems, issues, and concerns, how can we support you? Well, parents, I think it's about time for me to throw my man, Mr. Keith Wright, up on the track. Because I haven't heard Keith today, so hopefully I get a chance to play Keith. Let me see if I can get to him. All right. Keith, you out there? Let me see what we got here. Okay, we're experiencing a little bit of technical difficulty, but that's all right. That's all right. All in time. But, you know, the biggest thing, like I said, parents, we need to know, how can we support you? How can we be there for you? If you have five questions, five problems, five areas of concern dealing with the recruiting process, please send us an email at pcphr@aol.com. pcphr@aol.com. It's all about you, parents. It's not about the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network, because the Parents, Coach, and Parent Network would not exist without you. Parents, Coach, and Parent Network does not exist without you. You, the parents. We got about 3 minutes left on this here segment. And next week we will have a special guest that comes up. If at any time you get to the website and you're interested in just following us, so you know that anytime we're coming up on the air, because our standard time is always Thursday evening at 9 p.m. But if you want to check us out at any time, you can always go up there and hit follow me. It gives you opportunity to let us know if we decide to do a side show. You can always catch it. All right? We need your support, parents. We need your input. We need to know, what is it that's causing you to run into a roadblock during the recruiting process? You know, like I've said in previous shows, we got to be realistic, parents. You have to be realistic, okay? If for whatever reason your student athlete is not at that caliber of that division player, then that may or may not be a realistic approach, you know. But I've seen stranger things happen, you know. I've seen stranger things happen. But you want to look at something that's more realistic to your student athletes. You know, you got NAIA, you got junior college, you got Division One, Division Two, and Division Three. So, trust me, parents, it's all about you. It's all about you. And I'm not going to prolong this much more. I see I have the family on this evening with me. Good to hear you there, Abigees. I didn't get a chance to throw out my plug for you. But good to see that you're on with us. We appreciate you. And again, parents, I need to hear from you, because I want to be able to make a difference this coming year. 2011, we need to be able to make a difference this coming year. All right? Other than that, parents, Parents Coaching Parent Network says for this evening. Y'all have a good evening. We out of here.